We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachemish and Chaniyakov ben Osalio. We're in Avos, Perek Vav, Brisa Gimel. Halo me mechaver Perek Echad, halo halacha achas, o pasuk echad, o dibur echad, o afilu osachas. A person who learns from his friend, whether it be even one perek, one halacha, one pasuk, one statement of Torah, even one letter, meaning a halacha, something derived from one letter. We have several things that are derived in the Torah for even one letter. Tzarech linhog b'kavod. A person has to give that person, the teacher, the one who taught him something, even though it was only one halacha, has to show him respect. Where do we see this from? Shekeim atzinu b'David melech Yisrael, shalolamad me'achi tofel el shnei dvarim milvah, David ha'melech. Learn from Achitofel, his advisor. Only two things. And yet, we will see Kra'o Rabo Alufomido. He called him, in Tehillim, we've seen Tehillim Nun Hei. He called him Alufo, Rabo, his Rebbe, his teacher, Alufo, his mentor, Mudo, his advisor. And this is based on the Pasuk, Shanei Amar, the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk from Tehillim Nun Hei, Vata Enosh Ke'erki Alufi Umiudai. And this is a reference to Achitofel. Baratunra tells you what it was, what these two things were. The Mishnah doesn't tell you. What were these two things that David learned from Achitofel? After Achitofel eventually joined Avshalom and rebelled against David, was willing to kill David. Nonetheless, when he was in David's advisor, he gave him muster on two issues. Number one, he says, Levishem Mitzahu Achitofel, LeDavid Shahaya Yoshev Yechidi Bosek Vetar. Achitofel apparently found David sitting and learning alone. Amalei says, Lamata lo made Yechidi. Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samech Gimel discusses this. Quotes a pasuk from Mimiro, that sounds like it, we should be learning with a chavrusa. And therefore, he gave him muster, you should be learning with someone else. And then he also saw, he walked into the base, brandish bekoma zakufa, literally means with his head held high. Amalo. So the Achitofel said to David, Amalo kvarne amar. It says, Umikdashiti rosh, etzarech lo adam nikones sham bimora. You have to walk in with awe, with reverence, kadeshate emas shamayim ralav. You have to walk into a base medrash with the proper respect, the proper awe, and the pasuk says, in fact, David makes reference to this in Tehillim Nun Hei when he says, "Beveis Elokim Nahalech Berogesh." We have to walk in with Eman Pachad into the base medrash. So David, who learned only two things from Achitofel. And yet he calls him in this parak and Tehillim. He calls him Rabo Alafom Yudao. So Valadorm Kavachomer says the Mishnah. It's a Kavachomer. Umad David Melech Yisrael. Shalom on Achitofel El Shnei Devarim Levadi. Only learned two things from him. And we could add on. And then Achitofel joined the other side. And Achitofel rebelled against him. Yet Kro Rabo Alufom Yudao. Yet when he writes Tehillim, he labels him. He calls him his Rebbe, his advisor. His mentor, his advisor. Halomei mechaveru perek achad. Oh, halacha achas, or pasuk achad, or dibur achad, afilo os achas. If you learn any one of these things from your friend, alachas kama v'kama. Shetzorach lino b'kavad. David is melech Yisrael. David was very learned. He learned two things from Achitofel, who then became a wicked person. Yet, David gives him these titles. So, Rebbe, Aluf, Miudo. So therefore, certainly we should be giving, even if we learn one thing from someone, we should be giving the proper kavod. Vein kavod al Torah. When we speak about kavod, we're referring to Torah. What does that mean? Means that honor is due to a person because that person's engaged in Torah. Based on the pasuk, the Mishnah quotes this. Vein kavod al Torah shnei amar, pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Kavod, Shnei Amar, Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu, Usimimim Yinchalu Tov, Vein Tov El Torah. How do I know that a reference, Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu, Utimim Yinchalu Tov, so Tov is related to Kavod Chachamim, and how do I know what Tov is? Tov is a reference to Torah. Vein Tov El Torah, Shnei Amar, also there in Mishlei, Ki Lekach Tov Rasati Lachem, Torasi Al Ta'azovu. Perek Vav, Brisa Dalet, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. This is the way we should study Torah. This is the way we should acquire Torah. Remember, the whole perek here is Kinyan Torah. That's the name of the perek. So that's what we call the perek. So what's the derech of Torah? Pas Bamach Tochel. We should be eating bread with salt, Uvayim V'misura Teshteh, and drink water in small measure, V'alaretz Tishan, and sleep on the floor, V'chayetzar Techyeh, and live a life of hardship, Uvatara Tomel, and yet we toil in Torah. So what is this telling us? So the two ways to view this Mishnah. One possibility is that it doesn't mean that it's ideal to live a life of poverty. What it means is that even if a person is living a life of poverty, he still, if he wants to be Kone Torah, this is what he needs to do. Even if it means that he's only eating bread with salt, that's all he has to eat, and a little bit of water to drink, and he has to sleep on the floor, and he's suffering in life. But hopefully he will be rewarded with wealth. But right now, he should recognize that if he wants to be Kone Torah, he doesn't have an excuse. He shouldn't say, well, I don't have enough money and life is difficult for me, so I'm not going to study. No, we say that Hillel was Mechayev the Aniyim. Hillel didn't have even enough money to pay to go into the Beis Medrash, Shmaya Naftalion. And he listed all the way from the roof. Eventually, it was a day when it was really cold and it snowed, and they found him buried underneath there. So we have no excuse. And others say that the Mishnah, the Braisa here, is teaching us that this is our ideal, which means this is the way of Torah. Kachi Darka Shel Torah is that in order to have success in Torah, we need to be dedicated. And in such a way, we have to remove ourselves from the luxuries of this world and live very simply. You shouldn't look for wealth and honor. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Chayitzar Tichya, even the person who's wealthy. In fact, the Rambam Hilchos Tam and Torah says the following. Me in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, he's a Mishin a Sa'oli Bala Kaim Mitzvah Zuka Ra'ui. Person who wants to fulfill the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the proper way of Lios Mukhtar Bechesed Torah, and to a higher level. He wants to be crowned with the crown of Torah. Lo Yasiach Da Tolu Devar Macherim. He shouldn't be inattentive to Torah and be busy with other things. Lo Yasim Alibo Sheyikne Torah. Apparently, the Rambam learned this Mishnah, that this description of a person of Dachar Shel Torah, Pasmavach Tochal, a little just bread and salt, sleeping on the floor, is a reference to everybody. To be honored to be Kone Torah, a person should recognize that he cannot possibly be Kone Torah. If it's wealth and honor, then don't expect to be Kone Torah. And they quote on our Mishnah, Kachi Dachar Shel Torah, Pasmavach Tochal, etc. So he says, if we want to be Kone Torah, it needs to be done in such a fashion. And then he adds on it in Perikim al Halacha Yud Beis. Ein divrei Torah miskayim b'misha mar pe'atzma alayen v'lo be'elu shalom d'mitoch idun mitoch hachleus shesiyah. If we want to acquire Torah and allow the Torah and maintain that Torah, and that Torah remains permanent in our minds and our hearts, so it can't be where we're involved in various luxuries, achleus shesiyah, eating and drinking, ela b'misha meimis atzma alehen umitzar gufo tamid, a person who literally kills himself over the Torah and causes his body even to suffer to some extent. Ulo yitain shena leinav lafa pavtenuma, he shouldn't be sleeping that much. And amru chachamim derech remez, the chachamim said through a hint in this week's Parshas Chukas, zos chukas ha-Torah, adam ki amus ba-ohel. If you want zos ha-Torah, it says Adam begins Chazokukas Torah, but then it says Adam Ki Amuspo later on. This is the Torah, and if you want the Torah, Adam Ki Amuspo. Well, what does it mean? That obviously the simple understanding of the pasuk is if a person dies, so there's Tumas Ohel in that room. But this is saying Zos HaTorah. If a person wants to acquire Torah, how is it done? Adam Ki Amuspo. Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El Bishamemis. A Torah is only going to be sustained within a person who is willing to kill himself, so to speak, put in that effort where it's a sacrifice in the tents of the Chachamim, studying Torah in such a fashion. And then the Mishnah says, if you do this, Ashrecha v'tovlach. So whether it means a person is impoverished and yet they're learning, or it means a person who's wealthy and he gives up a lot of the luxuries in order to be Kone Torah, Ashrecha v'tovlach, it'll be good, you'll be fortunate, and Tovlach, it'll be good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tovlach l'olam haba. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Perek kuf chaf ches. Ashrecha b'olam. What's Ashrecha? Ashrecha is a reference to this world. You're fortunate in this world. And Tov Lach, man yitav lach, that's usually referenced in the Torah to the Olam Haba. The reward will be waiting for a person, awaits a person in Olam Haba. Al tevakesh gedula la'atzmacha. The Mishnah continues though. These are some of the behaviors that are fitting for a person who puts in the effort to Torah. We should not, as the Rambam made that point as well, don't seek out greatness for yourself. Val tachmod kavo, don't covet honor. Yosher milu muncha asei, you should do your good deeds, should outweigh your learning. We had this in the past. We mentioned the fact that the person wants their wisdom to be miskayim, to last, they should have greater masim tovim, more masim tovim than their chokhma. So we have to do even more than our learning. And a person should not desire literally the table of kings. What do I mean? The table of kings. It means a person shouldn't want to be or sarim and malachim. This is a reference to wealth and honor. Don't think for a moment that you don't have the greatness. Your shulchan of Torah is even greater than their shulchan, than their table. And your crown, obviously the princes, the kings are wearing a crown, but the crown of Torah that you wear is gadol mikisram, is greater than their crown. We have this in the past. And the Baal Malach, your employer, Hashem, is Neman. You can trust him to pay back the schar in Olam Haba. So although maybe in this world it's a lot of toil, a lot of effort, you don't have the wealth and maybe the honor that the kings have and other people may have, but nonetheless, a person is going to eventually be rewarded for all of his efforts in being Kone Torah.